Hi, this is Yuriana Kim at thecreativitycatalyst.com with a little boost for your creativity. A couple of weeks ago, I was driving way up in the canyons in a fog so thick that I could barely make out 6 feet ahead of me, although it was the middle of the day. I've driven through fogs before, but never like this one. I gripped the steering wheel and leaned in, eyes wide open, for any faint headlights or any debris on the road from rock slides, all the while intensely focused on the double yellow lines in the middle of the winding road. These yellow lines were my safeguard from blindly hitting the side of a mountain or going over the edge of a cliff. Two or three times I thought in panic, "I don't want to continue, this is too scary." But stopping the car in a thick fog in the middle of a narrow mountain road was not an option. So I continued on, ever so cautiously, for 20 minutes or so until I finally reached my destination. This experience struck me as such an obvious metaphor. There are times in our lives, perhaps even now, when our future looks foggy and uncertain, and yet staying still and resisting change is not an option. It's not a comfortable position to be in. But that's the point. There are times in our lives when life calls us to stretch outside of our familiar comfort. It's really the only way to grow. And yes, it can feel scary and even dangerous if we can't see a clear path ahead. But what's the alternative? Stagnation and decay and death of the spirit, which I think is far worse than physical death. The lesson I learned from this is, it's okay to take baby steps when I can't see clearly what's ahead. Just look and see the next small step and take it. All of us have an inner guiding system, our very own double yellow lines, if you will, that we can trust and follow one small step at a time.